An independent wedding officiant practice may begin with one person, but it should not remain isolated. There is a difference between serving independently and serving alone. Serving independently means you may not yet be connected to a local church ministry structure or soul center base. Serving alone means you have no wise relationships, no accountability, no referral network, no mentors, no prayer support, and no one who can help you think clearly when ministry becomes complicated. That is not healthy. Wedding ministry may look simple, but it touches real lives. A bride and groom may ask for a Christian ceremony but have little understanding of biblical marriage. A remarriage couple may bring blended family concerns. A family conflict may surface at the rehearsal. A couple may reveal a serious concern that requires pastoral, counseling, legal, or safety support. A venue may ask a question about timing or license handling. A parent may pressure the couple. A bride or groom may need spiritual encouragement. If you are isolated, every issue feels heavier. If you are connected, you can serve with greater wisdom. So even if your practice is independent, build a circle of support. Who can pray for you? Who can offer ministry wisdom? What pastor could you contact when a spiritual concern is beyond your experience? What licensed counselor or counseling center could receive referrals when a couple needs deeper help? What civil office can answer marriage license questions? What attorney or legal resource could be recommended when legal questions appear? What church or Christian mentor could help a couple grow after the wedding? What CLI public-facing course could you recommend for marriage growth? What future romance officiant, chaplain, ministry coach, or minister might you encourage toward training? Independent does not mean isolated. It means you begin responsibly, even if your ministry structure is still growing. This is also where humility matters. An isolated officiant may feel pressure to have every answer. A humble officiant knows that Christian ministry is not built on pretending. You can say, that question is beyond my role, but I can help you connect with someone qualified. You can say, I want to serve this ceremony faithfully, and this concern deserves more care than I can provide alone. You can say, let's slow down and involve a pastor, counselor, civil authority, or trusted mentor. Those words are not weak. They are wise. Isolation also creates spiritual danger for the officiant. Without support, you may become discouraged. You may overextend. You may become careless with boundaries. You may start saying yes to ceremonies you should decline. You may lose sight of your calling. You may become more interested in being available than being faithful. That is why independent officiants need rhythms, a rhythm of prayer, a rhythm of continuing education, a rhythm of record keeping, a rhythm of referral, a rhythm of checking your motives, a rhythm of reviewing your practice, a rhythm of asking, am I serving the bride and groom with truth, grace, clarity, and humility? Over time, your independent practice may grow into something more connected. A pastor may bless your ministry, a church may invite you to serve couples, a soul center may form around marriage growth, prayer, and covenant witness. Other leaders may join you. But even before that happens, you can choose not to be isolated, build relationships, seek wisdom, stay teachable, keep serving with clarity. A faithful wedding officiant practice may begin independently, but it grows stronger through prayer, accountability, referral wisdom, and Christian community.